Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, fellow fans of the Kansas City Chiefs. This week, we get to head up to Detroit and take on the 2-0-1 Lions. This should be a fun game. It's Patrick Mahomes' first regular season NFL game in a dome. And the Lions have more confidence at this point in the season than they've had in quite a while. They've beaten the Chargers and the Eagles in the last couple of weeks. And they want to keep that going against our Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't think they're going to be able to. First off, I'm going to talk just a little bit about practice today. Damian Williams, Tyreek Hill, and Eric Fisher, of course, those three are still not practicing, but LeSean McCoy was a full participant today, which is Thursday, so it looks like he should probably be a full go Sunday, which is good news. I think all four of the Chiefs running backs are very capable, but McCoy, I think, is option one right now. I'm going to talk about the Lions offense a little bit here. Of course, Matthew Stafford, it's his 11th year in the league. He's been a good quarterback on a bad team for a long time. I couldn't honestly believe that it was his 11th year in the league. And of course, Matt Patricia took over this team last year. He's from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. He's more of a defensive coach, but he has put his fingerprint on this offense. And he has tried to turn this team into more of a running team. But that doesn't always fit the script of the game. The Lions' offensive line hasn't been particularly good opening up holes in the run game. I believe the Lions so far have only averaged 3.4 yards per carry on the season. And then they're not that good in the passing game either. They haven't given up a lot of sacks so far this season, but looking at next-gen stats, just in last week's game against Philly, Philly's top four pass rushers all had much better than league average pressure on Stafford. So he definitely had people around him in this game, and he only went 18 for 32, even though they were able to win the game, and he didn't complete any passes over 30 yards down the field. So he didn't really stretch the field deep. And of course, if you're going to beat the Chiefs, I think you're going to have to be able to do that. Now getting to some of the skill position players for Detroit, the running back Kerryon Johnson is a guy I really like a lot. He is good as a pass catcher out of the backfield. He's a very underrated running back. The problem is the offensive line isn't particularly good. And up until last week, the Lions were really splitting up the touches for the running backs. They cut C.J. Anderson this last week, and last weekend, Kerryon got a majority of the touches. And that will probably continue this week, but the Lions are working in another running back, Ty Johnson. And I expect to see a decent amount of him in this game too. Now on the season, Kerryon is just averaging 2.6 yards per carry. His long on the season is just 11 yards. And Ty Johnson is averaging 4.1 yards per carry, but that's just on 10 carries. Now Kerryon Johnson is averaging about 13.5 yards per reception. It's just that the Lions have only got him 5 catches. But he is a very dangerous back. All these stats kind of confuse me a little bit, because all week I've been hearing Matt Patricia talk about keeping Patrick Mahomes on the sideline by running this football. And I don't see how they're going to do it. I think they're underestimating this Chiefs defense a lot, because, the Chiefs in the first half of these games have not been bad. I believe somebody tweeted, I think maybe it was Seth Kaiser, tweeted that the Chiefs had leads of 17, 17, and 18 going into the fourth quarter of the first three games. And they just kind of took their foot off the pedal on offense, and the defense finally gave up some points late. But I don't think the Lions are going to be able to play ball control against this Chiefs defense like they've been talking. Now, the Lions do play a lot of 12 personnel, which that's the one running back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. We mentioned the running back. Well, the main two tight ends are Jesse James and rookie TJ Hawkinson. And then they also have Logan Thomas, who sees some play. Jesse James, of course, he's only 25, but he's a veteran in this league. He was with Pittsburgh. And then TJ Hawkinson was, I believe, the 7th overall pick by the Lions this year. He's the great tight end out of Iowa. He doesn't have quite the size of Gronk, but he's got a similar ability to block and also be able to go out and make big plays as a receiver. Now, Hawkinson has been the more targeted tight end. He's had 16 targets. He's caught 8 of those for 139 yards and a whopping 17.5 yards per reception. That's the most on the team. And I think, the Lions have a chance to hit him on some plays against the Chiefs, especially with the two tight ends. The Chiefs, if you look at their next-gen stats, it's been the tight ends that have been most open on their receptions against the Chiefs so far this year. And, you know, usually the tight ends are kind of running across the field and finding those zones behind linebackers and such. And, of course, the Chiefs' two starting linebackers, neither one are just super great in coverage. I know Damian Wilson has played much better than we thought he would so far this year in coverage, and that is a great surprise. But Ben Neiman and Darren Lee are kind of the faster guys in coverage. So I'm interested to see if they will be sprinkled in some. And then the two main receivers for the Lions are two guys I really like, Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones. Now, I don't know how much you follow the Detroit Lions, but Kenny Golladay might be the best player in the NFL you've never heard of. The guy is a stud. He is a giant receiver with good speed, good hands, and he can get deep on teams. He played at a smaller school, so he didn't have a lot of hype coming out. And, you know, if you don't follow the NFC North, you might not know about him, but he's had 27 targets, which by far leads this team. He's caught 14 of those for 176 yards, about 12.5 reception and one touchdown. Now, one thing about Golladay is he is huge. He is a huge receiver. He's a guy you can just throw it up to, and I honestly think those are going to be the guys that kind of give the Chiefs the most trouble. And the thing about the Lions is they've also got Marvin Jones, who's a little bit older, 29 years old. He was with the Bengals for a lot of years. But he is another guy with good speed and great ability to jump up and catch a jump ball, make a contested catch. He's tied for second on this team with 19 targets. He's got 15 of those for 200 yards and 13 yards per. So those are two guys I worry about just a little bit by the fact that they're going to be so much bigger than the corners they're going up against, that if, Stafford has some time and puts a good pass out there, it'll be very hard for our corners to get up there and make plays. And then, of course, the slot receiver for the Detroit Lions is Danny Amendola. I think he's a little bit banged up this week. He is 34 years old. I'm not sure. I don't think he's practiced yet this week, so I'm not 100% sure he will be able to play Sunday. But he's got 19 targets. He's caught 11 of those, so he's got the third most receptions on the team, and they've went for 141 yards and one touchdown. So, you know, the Lions do have, many weapons on this offense. They've got a good offense, so it'll be a good test for the Chiefs. I just think the Chiefs defense is being underrated somewhat. I would really like to see them come out and just stomp all over this Detroit running game. And I think it's quite possible that happens. This Lions defense is actually pretty good. They've been really strong in the secondary so far this season. They got three really good corners. Two of them are currently banged up in Darius Slay, who is probably the most underrated corner in all of football, and Bly. But they have both been, you know, practicing in a limited fashion. I think they'll probably both be available for Sunday. Not 100% sure, but it's a good sign if they're practicing in a limited fashion on Thursday. The linebackers are pretty good for the Lions, and then their defensive front is very strong. They got Snacks Harrison up there. They've got Trey Flowers. That's kind of the strength of the team. They got Mike Daniels up there, the Packer great, even though he's been banged up and not practicing this week. So there's talent all over. They have 9 sacks through 3 games, so they've been getting to the quarterback. You look at their next-gen stats, and they've been, you know, getting better than league average pressure on quarterbacks. So, the Chiefs offense has some work ahead of them. Now the Lions defense is as strong as they are up front, hasn't been particularly good against the run so far this year. They've given up about 4.8 yards per carry. And so be interesting to see if the Chiefs have success running against them. Of course, last week against the Ravens, the Chiefs ran very well, and the Ravens are a top defensive team against the run. Well, the week before against the Raiders, the Chiefs were terrible running the football. And I don't think the Raiders are probably going to be a great defense against the run at the end of the season, at least nothing better than middle of the pack. So, this is kind of another test for the Chiefs offense. And it looks like, of course, like LeSean McCoy is going to be healthy enough to play. And I do think, you know, you'll see a good dose of Darrell Williams in this game, just because he's really proven himself as a consistent guy. Reed and Eric Bieniemy are calling him Mr. Consistent. And I think he's just a guy that you can put out there and know that he's going to make the solid play. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs do get a big lead in this one if you don't see a little Darwin Thompson again at the end of the game. I still really like him. I still really like his promise. I just think Darrell Williams is probably better than I ever realized, and I probably wasn't giving him enough credit. I really think the Chiefs have 4 very capable running backs. I've seen a lot of stuff in the last month about, you know, the weakness of the team is the Chiefs running back nationally, of course, not really locally, but national media. And I don't look at it that way at all. I think the Chiefs got 4 above average running backs. If anything, the Chiefs offensive line can struggle at times. And when they struggle like that, there's not really any running back that's going to do real well. So we'll see how the offensive line does this week. They're going to have to hold up against a good pass rush. And the Lions, you know, Matt Patricia, he's a smart defensive guy. He's going to have some things for Patrick Mahomes, just like Belichick did last year. They're going to try their best to confuse Patrick Mahomes. I'm not sure if I mentioned it in the last podcast, but Brett Collerman, he makes YouTube videos. He did one on Mahomes last week about the Raiders game on a couple of the throws that got called back, and the video was just absolutely amazing. I'd recommend anybody out there watch it. He really breaks down the plays in a way that I am not smart enough to do, and it really makes you appreciate just kind of the majesty of what Patrick Mahomes is actually doing out there on the field. It is pretty great. Looking at this game, I think I'm going to take the Chiefs 38-23. I'm going to take that. I really think the Chiefs should win this game and win it fairly easily, which scares me a little bit because I'm a jaded Chiefs fan. And anytime I start to feel too good about things, it usually comes back to bite me in the butt. So I hope that is not what happens this time. As far as, the daily fantasy outlook on this game, I know there are going to be a lot of people out there saying play Kerryon Johnson. I personally just am not. I think the Lions are going to get behind early in this game, and I don't think they're going to run a lot. And they really haven't shown the capacity to throw to their running backs a lot. Like I say, Johnson just has the 5 receptions, even though he does have 1 touchdown. So, you know, his ceiling just isn't super high. The receivers, Marvin Jones, Kenny Golladay, I think they're solid plays. Like I say, I think the Lions playing from behind, Matthew Stafford is a capable quarterback. I think they can both do well. I would prefer Kenny Golladay. I think he's the better player, but he's probably also a much more expensive player on DFS. And then TJ Hawkinson, you know, he could possibly be a solid play. He's really going to be, you know, a hit or miss play probably all season. But he is still fairly cheap. So, you know, I would sprinkle him and Marvin Jones in there occasionally. On the Chiefs side, I think they're going to score a ton of points. I think Mahomes, you know, he's always a good play. I do think Mahomes is going to have a game soon where he throws an interception or two. It's just too hard in this league to have those big, you know, no interception streaks. He had one last year, and then he threw a couple. And I think, you know, he's going to have a game here where something like that does happen. He is the best quarterback to ever play this game, but he's still human. The running back situation, I just don't feel comfortable enough between McCoy and Darrell Williams to know who's going to get the touchdowns. I think there's going to be some points there for both of them, but I'm not confident in either one. I'm sure, you know, Darrell Williams will be the much cheaper guy on DFS, so I will probably, if I look at either one of them, look at him just because he will be so cheap. And then the receivers, you know, Kelce, they're going to try to take him away like they did Ertz. I don't think they can do it. You know, he's a solid play, but he's a really expensive play. You know, you've had Mecole Hardman get a touchdown and Robinson a touchdown the last 2 weeks. I think both of those guys are solid plays. One guy that really intrigues me this week, though, is Sammy Watkins. He had such a big week the first week. He got a bunch of targets the second week against the Raiders, even though he wasn't the guy that really dominated that game. He only caught 6 of the 13 targets. And then last week, he had a solid game. And this week, I'm pretty sure he's going to draw the matchup of, you know, Darius Slay. But Slay's got a bit of a hamstring injury. I wouldn't be shocked if Sammy Watkins, you know, went off just a little bit this week. And I think, you know, he's gotten a little bit cheaper in DFS. So, you know, I'm probably going to play him in a couple games. Just to see if I can catch him going off for a monster week. That is really all I've got this week. I hope you guys have a great week and really enjoy this game Sunday. Go Chiefs! I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over. But I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.